when you read into the fine print, it confirms the very real fears about the drastic impact on Irish beef. And Ireland as a country is specifically warned in this report to expect a severe decline in our beef industry, with associated job losses due to what would be an unfair competition from industrial scale US agriculture that would be competing directly against Irish family farms and who would be operating to standards and regulations that are much more broad in terms of interpretations. So in effect, this report is stating out in categoric terms that Irish beef farmers will be forced out of business as a result of TTIP. To me, our job now as Irish representatives is to knock this on the head. The mandate in which the Commission were given by our governments to negotiate is not fit for purpose. In my view, if the mandate was adhered to the last letter and a deal was agreed at with the United States government, well, then the impact of it would be so devastating and so far-reaching that it would have absolutely irreversible consequences.
Obviously, the last government would have had the power to push pretty much what it wanted through because of the size of its majority. That is not the case at the moment. In terms of the Irish government's support for TTIP, is it going to be easier for opponents such as yourself to actually force the Irish government into changing its stance?
Well, I would hope so. As you said, the Irish government in the previous term saw their job primarily as being the proponents and the PR agents of a deal that hadn't even been finally negotiated. We know Fine Gael are absolutely on the record as being wholeheartedly supporting. Fianna Fáil have yet to put on the record their own position. Sinn Féin are very clear, we're not going to support any deal that damages Ireland.